The interception brought in by, looks like, number 82, or excuse me, 88 right there of USA.
Dan Rick again. He's been having a good night so far, been in a lot of tackles, and the quarterback from Cass City just led his receiver right into that safety.
Yes, he did. He just aired it right out to the middle of the field. Dan Rick brings it down at the 2-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it out at about the 4, in fact, though. And it is now USA first and 10 deep into their own territory with 7.5 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. USA intercepts it to stop Cassidy's drive down the field. Beachy under center hands it off to number 28. Number 28, switching pages here. Number 28 is Brandon Harper.
Brandon Ricker made the hit for Cass City as they ran that quick dive again.
And that's good enough for about a 7-yard gain. Harper moving the ball already for USA, the powerhouse from last week against the Lakers. USA coming out in the wing tee. Identical offenses on either side. Beachy, the quarterback, under center. Beachy going for the hard count, gets it off. Hands it off to his running back, number 25, gets around the left side, and then has plenty of room to run, gets about 10 yards, number 25. Tim Zub, his first carry of the night.
Nick Capon made the hit for Cass City, but that gives USA Patriots their first down of the night.
And he moves the chains and gets about, I'd say about 12 yards on that carry. So first and 10 for USA, have a little more breathing room. Started the drive on their own 4-yard line. Now on the 22. Beachy hands it off to, looks like, Harper in the back there.
Brought down by number 85 for Cass City, that being Morgan Erla.
Excuse me, that was McKay Jones in the bottom of the pile, number 16, his first carry of the night. Good enough for 7 yards. So USA now with the energy and momentum going down the field. They've had a 7-yard gain, a 12-yard gain, and now a 7-yard gain in 3 plays. Second and 3 at their own 29-yard line with 6 minutes left. 0-0 score here in Cass City. Beachy under center, wing tee offense. Beachy hands it off to Harper. Moves to his right, gets close to the chains there. Right in the middle of the field. Is it going to be a first down? No word yet.
Bought down by a host of Cass City Redhawks. I'm not sure just exactly who initiated all the hit, but there was about 4 of them that I'll give the Redhawks credit for on that one.
Looks like they're going to move the chains out here to measure if it is a first down, in fact. It's very close at the 33-yard line in USA territory with 5:51 left in the first quarter. 0-0 score in Cass City. USA Patriots trying to stay on top of the GTC West, but at the same time, Cass City as well, both undefeated in league play, 1-0 and 2-0. Respectively, and it's a first down, the official says. First down, move the chains for USA, first and 10 at their own 32-yard line.
Cass City did a nice job of moving the ball down, but the one thing that most coaches don't like to do is throw the ball when they're running well.
And that pass, and it resulted in a interception. Bringing on this USA drive, first and 10, move the chains once again from the 32-yard line. McKay Jones around the right side gets behind the line of scrimmage. Cass City's defense holds them for a loss.
Brandon Ricker made the hit as he came through from that left side defensively and stopped them for a loss on that one.
Loss of 1 there brings up 2nd and 11 for USA, now on their own 31-yard line with 5:25 remaining in the first quarter, 0-0 score. USA still in that wing T offense. Beachy under center, 3 men in the backfield. Beachy snaps it, hands it off to his middle man. Goes around to the right side, gains about 3, maybe 4 yards, gets up to about the 36-yard line. On the bottom of the pile, number 25, Tim Zub.
Number 85, Morgan Erla made the stop for Cass City.
5-yard gain there for Tim Zub, bringing up 3rd and 6 for the USA Patriots. Was 2nd and 11. After a 1-yard loss on the last play. 4:45 now remains in the first quarter. 0 score. USA 3rd and long here in their own territory at their own 36-yard line. Wing T, Beachy under center. Hands off to number 25. Tim Zub has room to run and gets it. And he has the first down by about a yard. And it's 1st and 10 for USA marching down the field. Still in their own territory at the 44-yard line now.
Zach, number 88, Zach Partikas, made the hit for the Cass City Redhawks. Can't believe they got him listed at 230. Doesn't look like he's 230.
I don't think so.
I think he's missed a few fish dinners.
Man, a fish dinner would sound great right now.
Yeah.
8 yard gain there for Tim Zube, number 25 for USA. His third carry for 25 yards thus far. First and 10, wing tee. Harper hands it, or excuse me, PG hands it off to number, it's at 16 on the bound pal. McKay Jones there gets maybe a yard. Brings up second and 9 for USA.
Morgan Erla and Nick Kappen made the hit for Cass City. So a short gain there for the Patriots.
3:55 remains in the first quarter. No score yet in Cass City. USA marching down the field. They're still in their own territory, but they start at their own 4-yard line. They're at the 45 now. Second and 9. Beachy under center in the wing tee. Keeps it for himself, looking back to pass. Cass City coming in strong, and Beachy throws it away, and it's good. Reception caught by number 22 of USA, Ryan Nitz, but maybe a gain of 2.
Nice coverage by Jacob Perry, and he's a lineman and playing a linebacker position, and he did a beautiful job of playing coverage there and only allowed him to escape with a couple of yards gain on that pass play.
It looked like Beachy was about to throw it away. He had Cass City red jerseys all over him. He just threw it away, and Ryan Nitz was there to bring it in for a 3-yard gain. Brings up 3rd and 7 now. And USA puts it back on the floor. Number 28, Harper, bringing the ball forward. He gets about 3 yards, bringing up 3rd. And about a long 3.
Zach Dietering made the hit for Cass City. So now USA has a same decision that the Redhawks did. And we'll see if they're going to punt or go for it.
Indeed. 3-yard gain there. Looks like 4th and about 3.5. Now into Cass City territory by about 2 feet. So they're on the 49-yard line of Cass City. 2:30 remains in the first quarter. No score. USA going for it on 4th and 3 in the wing tee. Beachy under center. Hands it off to Harper. Moves to his right, and Cass City read that from the word hike.
They were stoned, looked like on the bottom, number 50 for the Redhawks, Zach Dietering, and a host of other Redhawks were there to help him.
So no gain there for Brandon Harper, bringing a change of possession and a turnover of downs for USA. Now Cass City ball moving left to right across her radio right at the 50-yard line. So a short field to work with, 50 yards to get to the end zone with just over 2 minutes left in the first quarter.
And we have no score. And speaking of no score, I know we have a tweeter thing, I think you call that, Clark.
It's a cell phone, yes.
Oh, and if they want to call in scores from other areas, we really haven't asked anyone to do that, but you're allowed to if you want to.
Absolutely. As the first play, Cass City, was that coming out in a shotgun, it looked like? And Cass City,
the big man, Ballard, made the stop.
And number 3, Nickel, was on the shotgun and got about to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. So, 2nd and 10, right at the 50-yard line. And like Ron was saying, if you do have a score at the end of the game, please call 269-1021 or 269-9931. That's our station in Bad Axe, to please keep us up to date on all the scores for your benefit down the road. Number, is that 89 there taking the snap? Number 89 for Cass City, the tight end, Corey Haney, doing the quarterback duties there and gets ahead about 3.5 yards. I'm going to call that 4 yards. Number eight.
And Mike Benarski made the hit for the Patriots. It's like a shotgun or the old wing tee where they just snap it back to that guy and he runs it, or he could hand it off to somebody. He's not a true quarterback. He must be. That guy there is 230. He didn't miss a fish dinner.
Well, number 89 on the roster here is a senior, 6'3", and they have him as 120.
No.
I think that's supposed to be 210. Oh, fumble there on the play.
And the big fella, Ballard, has it from USA.
And the ball was snapped out to number 89, Corey Haney, but he couldn't keep a handle on it, and it hits the floor. And the big man, number 72, brings it up, scoops it up for USA.
They wanted to hand that as the other halfback was going to cross underneath, and he was going to give it to him, but he couldn't handle the ball, and he fumbled it, and he also fumbled it again.
So, just like that, changeover downs. USA back right where they started from on the 50-yard line.
Well,
so
better position on this change of possession, though. They're not starting on the 4 as they did before, their own 4-yard line.
That's true. So, the 50-yard line, they start 50 yards to the end zone, moving right to left across your radio. USA in the white jerseys, blue pants, and white helmets with a P on one side. Peachy hands it off to McKay, number 25, Tim Zuber.